In some societies, older people are respected, looked up to, valued. In others, they're thrown on the scrap heap. The older I get, the more I see of the latter rather than the former. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. This may sound somewhat old-fashioned, but one of the things I've noticed these days is that many younger people don't show a whole lot of respect towards older people. Not all, but many. It's becoming more and more prevalent to see a young adult in a crowded mall push past an elderly person who's not all that steady on their feet. When I was a lad, on Sunday afternoons, we'd visit my grandparents for afternoon tea. It was a family ritual, a cup of tea and something my grandmother had baked fresh that day. And the three generations would just sit around the dining room table and talk. Now that I'm getting older, I look back on those times and I have to tell you, I really treasure them. They taught me to respect my elders. It was something my parents were really big on. To this day, you know, if someone older than me comes through a doorway or down a corridor, I'll instinctively step aside for them, even if they're on the wrong side. It's just what I learned as a lad. I really appreciate my parents teaching me that. And my hunch is that it's one of the best things we can ever teach our children and our grandchildren. Simple respect. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Don't speak angrily to an older man, but talk to him like he's your father. Treat the younger men like brothers, treat the older women like mothers, and treat the younger women with respect like sisters. Imagine for a moment how different our world would be if we taught children to respect their elders. I mean, just imagine. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's word is cram-packed full of wisdom that not only makes our lives better, but it also helps us make other people's lives much better too. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com.